Not only did you convince me to somehow go on a blind date, it became a double date. How on earth did you work this magic on me, cousin? I asked Lake as she leaned against the pillar just inside the restaurant. Lake grinned at me, her dark hair pulled away from her face. She had on this swingy black dress and looked as if she were excited, anxious, nervous, and happy all at the same time. Considering she was bouncing on her toes when usually Lake was calm, cool, and collected, was saying something.
I asked, and you said yes, because you love me.
I might love you because we're family, but I still think we're making a mistake. I shook my head and pulled at my shirt sleeves. Lake had somehow convinced me to wear a button-up shirt tucked into gray pants. I even had on shiny shoes. I looked like a damn banker. But if that's what Lake wanted, that's what I would do. Lake might technically be my cousin, even though we weren't blood related, but we were more like brother and sister than any of my other cousins. I had siblings, as did Lake, but with the generational gap, we were at least a decade older than all of our other cousins. That meant, despite the fact that we had lived over an hour apart for most of our lives, we grew up more like siblings. I loved my three younger siblings and talked to them daily. Unlike some blended families, they were my brothers and sister, and not like strangers or distant family members. I didn't feel a disconnect from the three of them, but Lake was still closer to me. Probably because we were either heading into our 30s or already there, where most of our other cousins were either just now in their early 20s or still teenagers in high school. With how big we Montgomerys were as a family, it made sense that there would be such a widespread age group. That meant that Lake and I were best friends, cousins, practically siblings, and sometimes the banes of each other's existences. We were also business owners and partners and saw each other too often these days. That was probably why she convinced me to go on a blind double date. But she had been out with Zach before. I, however, had never met May. Lake had some connection with her that I wasn't sure about, and for some reason, Lake's date had said yes to this double date. And in the complicated way of family, I had agreed to it. I must have been tired, or perhaps I'd had too many beers, because I didn't do blind dates, and recently I didn't do dates at all.
Mommy, I think I'm sick.
At those words that every mother dreaded hearing, I looked into the rearview mirror, trying to simultaneously keep one eye on the road as Luke leaned out of the car seat that he was nearly too big for. He was nearly ready for the booster seat. But my little boy, who wasn't so little anymore, was currently clutching his stomach like he was ready to throw up. "Do you need me to pull over, buddy?" I asked, hoping I didn't have to do so right now. I needed to beat the movers to the house. Thanks to a quirk of fate, a bad connection, a storm, a flood, and a water main break, I was 2 days late getting to our new home. I had wanted to get everything set up for the movers. Instead, I was going to barely beat them to the house. Thankfully, my realtor was a godsend and had gotten everything ready for me. But I felt like I was behind. I always felt like I was behind these days.
"I'm just nervous, Mommy."
I held back my look of relief at those words and swallowed hard. I knew he'd gotten the saying from me, but it sounded adorable coming out of his mouth.
"I'm nervous too, Luke. But this is exciting. A brand new yard, a big boy's bed."
As long as the bed showed up from the furniture store the next day. Tonight, we would be roughing it with sleeping bags that were currently stuffed in the back of my SUV.
"But what if I don't like school? What if school is hard?"
"Then I'm here to help you. You know I love school."
"Because you're a professor."
He mumbled the word, sounding it out, and I was proud that he at least got that far with it. Usually, he couldn't say the word that well, but my baby boy was getting older, and he was losing that little boy voice of his. "I am going to be a professor. Are you excited to meet the neighbors and your new schoolmates?"
"I just want them to like me, because I like you, Mommy."
My heart warmed, and I wanted to reach back and grip his hand and tell him everything would be okay. Only I wasn't sure that it was, because we were picking up our lives and changing everything. I had to tell myself I could do this. I had been a single mom for my baby boy's entire existence. We were a team, a duo. We could work with anything, face anything.